I was a messenger by Musgraves in the 50s, the early 50s. And there was lots of messenger buys in Cork that time, particularly in the English market. And all my friends, they were on messenger buys, and you know, you had these bikes with the big baskets in front, and some of the lads could be sent up to Montanati or down to Tivoli with a pound of sausages and you know, all that kind of thing. And we used to have great fun with the bikes, because most of the lads would love to bring the bikes home, and none of us had our own bikes. And you'd be going for a spin, and you'd be sat into the basket with your legs sticking out the side and all this business. And it was great, really. And I remember in the 50s, there was a messenger buy strike. All the messenger buys in the city went on strike. Now, we were, the Musgraves, they were a great club to work for, I'll be honest with you now. And they insisted that the messenger buys were not to be sent out on the bikes, because if you were seen on the bike during the strike, the bike would be taken off by a group of other messenger buys, and the bike would end up inside over Patrick's Ridge, which a few bikes did end up inside in Patrick's Ridge, inside the river, you know, running over. It was all great excitement, you know. And I can remember Musgraves had a messenger buys bike, which was in the shape of a box, like you would see them there in some of the old pictures, the ice cream man going, you know, a three-wheel bike. And Musgraves had one of them, and it was a great attraction. It was the only one in Cork. They were the only firm in Cork that had a messenger buys bike like that, you know. So if you were doing your, you know, you'd be delivering stuff now to the Old Bridge restaurant or up to the cafe in the Savoy, you had to go back up all the steps at the back of the Savoy with maybe 100 bales of sugar for a 14 or 15-year-old. That was a big ordeal that time. But when you came out, and you'd meet a few of the lads, and they all wanted to spin off the bike, because it was an unusual bike. And I can remember one day, my last delivery was to Woodford Burns's in Patrick Street, where back then as I know. And I went in, and I met a friend of mine inside, and I had a bike parked outside, and we were chatting away inside, and Gerald Musgraves was only around the corner. So we came out anyway, and we strolled over along Carmarket Street, chatting away, and by the time I got over, it was time to go home. So I went off home anyway, and that night a few of my friends, we went to the assembly rooms, the picture house in the South Mall. And on the way home around 10:30, we came up Patrick Street, and there's my bike still outside with the bones. So I took the bike home with me. You can imagine, I tried to get it into the hall at home, because we were in a tenement house in Henry Street. And I had transport to work the following morning, which was only a couple of 100 yards on the road. But I got a first flight. If I, you know, I mean, you couldn't let your bike down, you know.